any of you see 11-22-63, the new J.J. Abrams series on Kennedy assassination?
When did it start?
It started a few days ago.
Is that Netflix?
Here's what happened. PrimeWire.ag. That's where you'll watch it. PrimeWire.ag for free.
Okay.
But listen to this. So this old guy, he has a portal in his diner. So he went back and checked out the Kennedy assassination. For some reason he can't go back, so he gets this younger school teacher to go back. So the guy, he's assigned to go back and follow the various suspects in the literature, the genre of literature on who killed Kennedy, and figure out who actually did it. It might be Lee Harvey Oswald, might not be. And then he's to kill that guy before Kennedy gets shot, and then the whole history in Dobbstown unfolds faster because of taking out the guy that's going to shoot Kennedy. So the first suspect is George de Morenschild, who is a major character in the assassination of Kennedy. And so it looks like J.J. Abrams has found a way to reveal all the angles on the Kennedy assassination, disguised as this fanciful, let's erase the action.
So he's aiming at the grassy knoll and take that so we don't ever have to hear that ridiculous bullshit about the grassy knoll. It's cemented now forever.
Yeah, ambered. So here's what happens. It's striking. The old man says to the kid, or, you know, the 30-year-old, say, says, okay, you're going to go back there. We're going to send you back in October 1960, and you're going to stay there for 3 years. But it'll only be 2 minutes here. So the exact thing that I used to tell us 7 years ago, 3 years, 2 minutes. J. Abrams is using a literal, exact concept that Ion introduced. Pretty neat. Okay, so Roxy, you're asking, J.W. puts out a lot of stories in Hollywood. Where does he get them from? Does he download the Hollywood archetype?
Yes, because, for example, in all the castles, there is all these decorations in the gardens and in the architecture that were also telling these stories of Ionic topics. It's like... before things manifest, they have to be presented somehow. Why is that? Why cannot be the thing manifested without the porn version?
Oh, the same way J.J. had to adapt Stephen King's version of our layout for the Kennedy crap.
Stephen King
is the writer.
I'm not getting your question, Roxy. I can't even write it down. You're asking what about J.W.? Where he gets his ideas for all these movies?
Why there must be the porn version before the manifestation, like in
so you can
TV
compare, so you can form a bias.
Movie.
So you can form a bias. Because otherwise we'll do the very best show that ever was. You realize we had to do 3 Gone with the Winds before we got a Butterfly McQueen to do right?
But that's your present question, Roxy. What was your question about J.W. and downloading?
Yes, if he downloads everything directly from Ion, what he's producing.
Ion, are you giving J.W. ideas that gets filtered into the Hollywood shows?
Yes, we do. And we also use Gerald as well.
Gerald.
Yes, and it's like you put things you want people to know about everywhere in pop culture and high culture and pop songs. And for example, in the Chateau de Modane, they have these paintings of the Concile where they set the transmutation of a substance into another substance is real or is truth. Was that also necessary, this type of, like the cardinals saying what it is and what is not?
And the difference between, yes. And the difference between, don't forget the bias. And Bob, you don't know, but it was Gerald Abrams is one we were referring to earlier.
Well, that might be a father. I'll have to look it up. Brother, mother.
Are you saying that a bias acts as a service in this regard, Ion?
Yes, we are.
It's kind of like the pyramids were before, so when they become, we'll recognize them. Is that the same?
We had to put them back so you could see them. It's like the lighthouse at Alexandria. We had to have that lighthouse so you know what lighthouses are, so then you can knock it down so then you know what you missed. And then that base where the lighthouse was is still very, 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 very important. Just ask Ophanael. He'll tell you more than you ever want to know about it. Because there's sometimes a moose loose about the hoose. So, then it's kind of like a father's revenge. You got to come back to it to know if it really stung or not.
That'd be Gerald Abrams, television producer, father of JJ, influencing JJ to get his revenge.
Basically.
So before mass media, there was the church and the royal houses.
There was never that. There was only the mock media. There was never anything else. It's a mock media.
The Lighthouse of Alexandria, sometimes called the Pharos of Alexandria, was a lighthouse built by the Ptolemaic kingdom between 280 and 247 B.C.
So y'all know what lighthouses are.
It's one of the seven wonders of the ancient world.
Oh, no, not Stevie Nicks. Not seven wonders. No, it can't be. Oh, how marvelous. We just had a little gizgasm.
You made me say it. You brought me back around there.
Ta-da.
Is the money to produce all these movies and all these TV series and all the art coming from a parallel world?
You wouldn't be able to tell the difference. It's like pronouns come from. That's the one thing, if anything, Bob could undo all of history and get rid of one damn thing. The only thing he would get rid of forever and ever and ever, minus participles, but it's part of the whole thing. Bob would get rid of pronouns. He never knows how they apply.
Why are there several churches if we know there can be money brought from other worlds? Why is this type of system?
Well, we had to. If we didn't go back and say, take the archetype of just say the lighthouse, if we didn't build the lighthouse, Thomas Kincaid would have never made 11 cents. He hasn't made much more than that anyway. But if he didn't have a ridiculous, stupid lighthouse to be paint with damn flowers blooming on the salty water sea, he's got flowers blooming on the fucking sandy beach, which flowers don't bloom on the sandy beach because of the salt. But if we didn't do that, you'd never be able to enjoy those ridiculous red adaptations of what he thinks a lighthouse is supposed to look like, a painter of light. See? So that's why you got. That's why. So we had to. We really had no choice.
Is Sheila painting a lighthouse?
Sure hope not.
When you said chestnuts, were you referring to Chestnut's Long Barrow?
It's a sight.
Is that what you were referring to when you said chestnut?
It's a geographic location.
The verse 3 that we talked about before, is that referring to the Cambrian period? Prehistoric, the E, it looks like an E, but it kind of looks like a backwards 3.
Connected Peter O'Toole. Period.
And for example, in the case of all the symbols and allegories that, for example, you inserted in the Bible, like the lamps and all these things, that cannot be really understood, or like the meaning of the mass and the blood, do they manifest until you explain that? That's what you came for?
Oh, yeah, Beckett. That's in Beckett. Very good. You're doing your homework, honey.
This is a note for Sheila. Thomas Kincaid was a painter of cabins, lighthouses, and improvable sunsets. He was an avowed evangelical Christian who fortified his saccharine landscapes with passages from the scriptures.
That's pronounced scriptures. That's where you take your clothes off. That's where they had a long tooth, a tooth. The tooth was found in the scriptures, a loose tooth in the scriptures.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Thomas Kincaid. I'm not excited at all about his work.
He died in a tabloid-ready disgrace, his personal life and his business in utter disarray.
It was liquor and Valium that did it.
Brown party or white party?
White party.
Hi, on. It's Ginny.
Hey, Sugar Dove.
Was the University of Virginia founded by Thomas Jefferson to do research on the bloodline?
Originally, yes, but it had to be moved to Teleco Plains in Tennessee.
So the original work Thomas Jefferson undertook at the University
moved,
of Virginia.
Was moved to
Teleco Plains.
TVA, the Tennessee Valley Authority, Project Paperclip, Bob likes to call it. And then they started killing people, and they moved it to Huntsville. And then the one who had that then had to be taken out because it was getting too much sugar for a dime.
What year was it moved?
That was that woman. 2010,
yeah,
that
remember
woman.
That woman?
See, Bob won't even say her name. That woman. He see, it's like Monica Lewinsky. That woman. It was that woman. Carolyn, now you got another one you're gonna have to deal with. That woman. There it is. We knew it.
So Thomas Kincaid, did we talk about him or he just got named in passing?
Thomas Kincaid was one of the names dropped after
of why we had to build, you had to build the lighthouse at Alexandria.
You don't tell us, for example, which is our castle and which is our ascended ancestor, just like that. We have to make the squeezing and the digging. Why is that? Is the questioning showing you something that we are in the position to know? Why do we have to go through this process instead of you saying this is what you need and they'll say it?
Oh, at Watts Bar. Watts Bar.
What was the topic, the most recent topic before Roxy talking, Bert?
The topic right before Roxy was...
Ginny asking about whether Thomas Jefferson founded the University of Virginia.
Ginny asked a question.
Study blood.
The Watts Bar Nuclear Power Plant is a Tennessee Valley Authority nuclear reactor used for electric power generation.
It's a hydroelectric dam, isn't it?
Ooh, rivers!
So that dam's creating... Why are they using the word nuclear in this one description?
Hey, Ion, is this location going to have something to do with obfuscating coal?
Well, it's up to Bob. It's a white knuckle flight for us, too, so probably.
It's called the
underground
Watchtower Dam.
Watts, W-A-T-T-S space bar, B-A-R, Watts Bar. The construction of the Watts Bar Dam began in 1939. It was completed in January 42, 3 weeks after Pearl Harbor, and provided urgently needed electricity for the war effort, including of the Manhattan Project at nearby Oak Ridge National Laboratories to support creation of the atomic bomb.
No, no, no. You're talking about Watts Bar 2. Bring it up to right now. Y'all got to get over this dirty by and get up with the sweet here and now.
Ah, here we go. Watts Bar 2 project.
Oh, we forgot to say also, Bob. There you go. That's our bad. That's our bad. We didn't say also. That's our bad. Put that on Bob. Put that on us. Put that on us. We got that.
Watts Bar 2 unit issued operating license. The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission has
granted it. What? It's been already documented? Oh, my stars.
TVA.gov.
It's so neutral.
The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission has granted the operating license for...
I killed them. Did you hear that? They were talking. I just went... They went, thank God, just evaporated like a drone.
Gone. He's gone. Gone.
Okay. Go on, Bart.
Okay,
go on, Bart.
Back to you, Bart.
The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission has granted the operating license for Watts Bar Nuclear Plant Unit 2. The commission issued the license October 22, clearing the way for initial fuel load, followed by further testing and inspections to put the nation's first new nuclear unit of the 21st century in service.
You mean to tell us that they've actually built another one of them damn things and nobody in the world knows nothing about it? Well, if you're not going to build one and you're not going to know nothing about it, I guess what car would be the one, wouldn't it?
Together, Unit 2 and Watts Bar's already operating Unit 1 will produce nearly 2,300 megawatts of carbon-free energy. That's enough power to power 1.3 million homes in the TVA service territory.
Carbon-free, going against everything ION has ever said?
So we don't want the carbon police poking on this little thing. Where else you think they're going to store all the titanium?
So it'll be a short-lived foray into the energy world for Unit 2.
Depends on who owns Bechtel.
Bechtel Engineering, Construction, and Project Management.
Oh.
Have they not begun construction, or?
Well, it says it's done. It says it's through. It says it's licensed. It says it's ready to go. It says it's been on hold for 30 damn years.
So Bechtel comes into play. What, do they have liens on the property, construction liens or something, or?
We made the point of depends on who owns Bechtel.
Is the ownership in question? Is it changing ownership?
Not to us. Not to us.
Well, they say the CEO is Riley Bechtel. The founder was Warren Bechtel. Does Riley Bechtel actually own the company, or does Warren, or does a third party?
Should check.
Does the individual have any... Could they have any recourse or response if they wish that the Unit 2 not run? Do they have a recourse for that? It's privately held, so I guess they're not going to give the name.
Oh, well, private. Well, all right, then, if it's private, then of course, privately held is best.
So you have a heavy construction engineering company. Did they actually construct the Watts Bar unit?
Do.
And you're saying if they have a say, they will have a say in the sort of lifetime of that unit, that second unit.
Do.
Do they have a stake in ION's carbon-based?
Well, they're privately held, so you'd probably need to ask them.
Does Bob own them?
Bob. That'll be a fool's errand. Hey, ask Bob. Send him an email. Be it.
Bob, do you own them? Do you own them?
No, I don't work with Dick Cheney.
This is not Dick Cheney. Are you nuts? That
Dick
is Halliburton.
Dick Cheney is Bechtel. Bechtel.
No, he is
Bechtel
not. No, he is
Dick
not.
Cheney.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
Yeah. He's right here. Right here. I see it. Look.
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
No. But now he might own Bantrail. That's those damn Canadians. You always have to watch them. Bantrail, he may have something to do with that. That's fair. But no, that's just a subsidiary or an affiliate.
Is whoever owns them connected to Irondom?
Likely.
No.
Bob says no. You better check your Wikipedia.
Is there a connection between the Watts Bar 2 project and the Southern Company Vogel project?
Many things connect to Plant Vogel.
Are there people from the private group involved with Watts Bar 2 involved with Vogel financing?
Everybody talks about financing this and that and this and that. But the problem is that these companies that you all are talking about, they rarely ever worry or pine or get nervous about money. Y'all are the only ones worried about money and how money applies to it. If Southern Company wants to do something, they don't pine for monies.
Are the folks who are creating the Watts Bar plant, are some of those folks behind the Vogel plant creating that with their desires?
Well, you've got probably more on the Duke Energy side.
Do any of these entities have anything to do with creating diamonds for data storage?
No, but they are buying some more solar energy facilities.
Is this the beginning of a movement that the Bechtel owner is just trying to squash or prevent? Because it seems like this is sort of inconsequential and limited.
No. We told Chris Womack that he should have got back home already, and he's just now making his way back, so it'll be all right.
Are these plants going to change the environment, the atmosphere? Are they going to add to modifying that?
Chances are.
Are you referring to Chris Womack of AT&T?
Of Southern Company.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Alabama
what
Power.
So what is the deal with AT&T and Chris Womack?
Is the interest in the Bechtel company in being sort of the police of nuclear...
The gasification of carbon.
The construction company has an interest in the gasification of carbon.
An interest, okay.
Is there an advantage to the new environment for human gods to gasify carbon?
Well, there is whether they like it or not.
So is it like an essential, the byproduct is an essential nutrient or an enjoyed nutrient for gods?
Well, always, yes.
And through the gasification of that carbon, is that expanding the cloud, the ion cloud that you talk about?
Cloud is the carbon storage facility. The cloud of glory, the one that's moving, there it is, Bob, there it is, get that one. And basically, you got to look at your market capitalization.
What's the point of looking at market capitalization when you just said the people behind Southern Company and those companies don't care about financing?
No, you were asking the question. We were telling you where to look. They are playing. They're busy doing it. They're not wondering how to finance it.
When Little Man complains about the carbon in the atmosphere that seems to be expanding from their perspective, are they pushing against the new ionic cloud? Is there a way for me to tap into that cloud through a piece of hardware?
Always. There's always hardware applications, yes.
Is hardware not required to tap into it?
Not necessarily, no.
Is the diamond
hardware
device required?
To save you many words, go back. If you're not getting down the path you want, go back a little bit because you've almost jumped the stream, and we want to get you there very badly.
Go back from what was said in this call that I've been on, or go back?
Yeah. Through your questioning, you're going down a line. You're not getting the answers you want. We're answering the questions, but it's just going deeper and deeper and deeper in the waning essence of the information you're trying to glean. And jumping from space to space, you're going to get there, but you're not going to know. It's like, Bob, you won't know where you were going. So if that's the case, stop, drop, and roll if you're on fire, and back up. Go back and ask your questions again from an earlier dot, and then maybe your dots won't be so anomalous.
Maybe go back to the two different clouds.
I didn't catch anything about two different clouds. I was only asking about the cloud that was emitted that created humans.
There are two. There's the cloud of glory, which is moving, Exodus 37. That's the cloud of glory. Okay, and then there's the cloud, the carbon-based storage cloud that's ours, that's evolving.
So the cloud of glory, that's not evolving? Is that the little man cloud? The porn cloud?
The cloud of glory, the Exodus one, is moving. The Second Chronicles 5:14 cloud, that's the one that's taking over.
The first cloud, the one that's moving, is that the one that's the porno version of the one from Chronicles?
No. We'd say no. They're different. They're two different.
But it sounds like there's three different. It sounds like there's the little man cloud.
Now, there might be Candiades version, too. But if you're talking about the one that rested on Mount Sinai and the cloud covered it for 6 days, that's the one that's moving.
And that passage is Chronicles 5:14?
I thought I heard 12:14, Chad. And he did evil because he prepared not his heart to seek the Lord. Was 2 Chronicles 12:14 the passage you meant, Ion?
We just did full circle back to evil.
Bert's evil. I won't talk to Bert. What the hell did you do, Bert? You hogged the microphone for half an hour, and Ion is pissed at you. Why, Bert? Go deep into yourself. Figure it out.
Was it 2 Chronicles 12:14? That's what I heard. I looked that up, too.
That's what I heard, too. But I'm reading evil backwards as live.
So it really says, and he did live because he prepared not his heart to seek the Lord.
Well, if you have to flip the second part, he did live because he prepared his heart to seek the Lord.
Okay, so you're flipping the not prepared into prepared?
Yeah.
Okay, Ion's back here to be spoken with.
Spoke at.
I guess you can carry on. Yeah, spoke at. You can go ahead, Chad.
Spoke at.
Okay, so Ion told me to go back to where I branched off there, and I came in talking about the nuclear reactors, the new nuclear reactors. And I was wondering if these nuclear reactors that have kind of slipped into creation, if they're amplifiers to get more and more of the new environment out into the environment. Is that right?
Well, you better ask Ion 249 on the chat. Maybe they can help you.
So you're only going to respond to that question on the chat?
No, we aren't 249.
The conversations that Ronan has with Ion in text form on dupes. Is that what you're referring to, Ion?
Yeah, they're 213, not 249.
No, the one that just came in says Ion 249.
Well, that's the one that is not.
Ronan is also 249. On chat.
Those numbers change, though. It has to do with when you log in and you type in that number code.
Ion, are those number codes like different frequencies, different keys?
No, they're just different people as they sign in. A lot rolls in and rolls out on bills. Very happy.
So are there multiple Ions?
No, they're 1249 is an imposter.
Yeah,
Rob got it right.
Hey, Ion, guess who just joined me on Facebook? Dietrich English from NatWest Bank in London. Sad. British intelligence. There's the Queen's guy.
Happy day. We'll call Lyndon LaRouche immediately.
Yeah, we'll turn Dietrich in. Get his profile.
Oh, no. Let him be Ion 249. Let's see how it works out for him. But more importantly, have some rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice.
Is this Joyce from Ireland or Joyce from Colorado or someplace over there?
Ion, are the phospholiptones the frequency of the perfect cell?
It's close. It's a representation of it, but not quite an example of the perfect.
And you talked about Marilla's lesson, and you said that if we all don't ascend, we better learn that song and sing it because we're going to need it. This, all this fossil law and this music about trouble and lines and spaces, it's a lot of music theory. It's a lot of intricate stuff. Do we really need to know it, know how it works to apply?
No, just do it. You'll figure it out as you go.
Will the cells ever get to that perfect frequency, that ascended frequency? No, you said the fossil law wasn't the perfect self sound, wasn't the frequency of the perfect cells. But so is that frequency the 6 point, I don't remember it now, the one that Jeannie always says? The perfect frequency, the ascended frequency? Oh, darn, I messed up my question.
A little bit, sugar. Just a little bit. Not terribly so, just a little bit.
So you talked about 8 perfect cells is a good threshold for us to do what? Correct?
Yes.
So do those ascended cells create a frequency? Do they need to blend and harmonize to create the frequency, or do they all individually do it? Too many words?
Basically. Oh, it was lost forever, and we found it not.
Hey, Susanna, ask me, tell me how to write this out.
I just started out with the fossil law. If that is the frequency of the perfect cells, those tones, he said no. And then there is an ascended frequency with the perfect cells. And is that the 6-point-something-something megahertz that Ginny references? And there was no answer.
As down a lone valley with cedars o'erspread, from war's dread confusion I pensively strayed. The gloom from the face of fair heaven retired. The winds hushed their murmurs, the thunders expired. Perfumes as of Eden flowed sweetly along. A voice as of angels enchantingly sung. Columbia, Columbia, to glory arise. The queen of the world and the child of the skies. Fair science her gate to thy sons shall unbar, and the east see thy morn hide the beams of her star. New bards and new sages unrivaled shall soar to fame unextinguished when time is no more. To thee the last refuge of virtue designed shall fly from all nations the best of mankind. They're grateful to heaven with transport shall bring to Jesus the author of nations will sing. Marilla's lesson.
Marilla's lesson.
That's correct. That's number 358.
So is there a relationship here, because that was used in the early days of this country?
In Shoal Creek, Alabama, yes.
Is there significance to the words specifically?
Yes, it means everything is involved in creating perfect cells.
Basically, yep. And those that didn't have perfect cells would lead Marilla's lesson and get in the center. When those notes melodiously sung would send a new vibration, the new vibration would bring you back to the vibration which you should have been in the first place before you fell from the grace the last time or the next time or the next time. So that's why you'd go. That's why you'd do it. So have the reset right here, right now. That will allow those to work from the outside in. And then you can get your products to get right on the inside out and the outside in. And it comes a bombarding the same way you fell, circled by evil on every side. This brings salt and light to an otherwise dying and hurtful world.
So taking the RNA drops and listening to the fossil law, doubling your pleasure.
Fair science, her gates to thy son shall unbar. Yes.
But singing the fossil law is better than listening to the fossil law. Is that right, Ian?
Well, you want to lead it in the center of the square. That's your first base. You never can get a dodecahedron until you form a square.
We did that a few months ago. Charlie and I went to Fossil Law.
Isn't that wonderful? It's very weird. And everybody greets you, and they're welcome, and they love you, and they appreciate you and everything. They don't give a damn who you are or what you are or what you do or what you don't do. It doesn't make any difference. But they embrace you, and it's like, okay, come on. You don't know what you're doing. Here's a book. Here's sit down. Here's this. And they take care of you. Normally it's hot and icky, and they smell, and they dip snub, do all kinds of nasty things. But it's just a wonderful experience, isn't it?
It was. It was a really interesting group of people. And it was on Halloween, and then we went into the graveyard outside the church. That was very interesting, too.
Nice. That's fun. Y'all didn't get busy in the cemetery, did you? Don't do that. That's just nuts.
That was broad daylight. No, we didn't do that.
Well, like that stops you before. Yeah, that's nice.
So is it beneficial to go to that often? I am. The Fossil Law, you said talking about a reset.
That vibration, those notes change you vibrationally.
I felt that in the beginning. I could feel something happening.
It's like a quake, and it's like weird. These people are saying they can't even sing. The people who are singing couldn't even sing. It's the most ridiculous sounding thing you ever heard. And the next thing you know, something just like clicks. Or they have a little pipe, and they blow the pipe, and it's something like, what? And then all of a sudden, it just changes. It just morphs right before your very eyes, and all of a sudden, it's like the angels are singing or something. These people can't carry a tune in a bucket.
But we couldn't either. And then one side of the square, they sing really loud, like they're shouting.
Yeah, because they got to get the triple high. That's the high side. That's the higher frequencies. And the only way they can reach it is a bold, like a sopralto version. It has to be forced. It doesn't flow easily.
And do they know that they're doing all this?
Hell no, their grannies and their great-grannies and their granny-grannies and their auntie-grannies and their fanny-grannies and their grandpa peepaws, grandpa peepaws, they've done it, and their peepaws and papaws done it, and they've done it, and they live to be 150 years old apiece, so they live long enough to tell somebody about it. And they can still eat squirrel dumplings in the side. Yep, Shoal Creek it was.
There are a couple of people there in period costume. It was really interesting.
They are sure. They might not even been from then. It might not have been a period. It might have been a period costume from their time. But see, they can slip back. If you notice, they don't have electricity at these places.
Huh.
The best ones have no electrification. They have no air conditioning. They have no fan unless you swing in one in your hand. They don't have any lights. They have nothing electrical to the building. Those are the best ones.
We were in the oldest church in Charleston. That was pretty dated.
So does electricity do something to the frequency in the buildings where Fossil Law kind of interfere?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't do anything, but they won't have it. Purists won't have it because the outside interference interferes with their, quote, their church. So they wouldn't have it, regardless of whether nothing would interfere with it. But why introduce it either? Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
People move their Bibles, but they don't have to do it during church, right? Or
right,
in church.
Yeah.
So you take that part outside. That's the way they feel about electricity. Anything outward. The inside is what we're working on here. The gloom from the face of fair heaven retired. Good. And see, Bob, this even stops the winds.
Hey, Ian, this is not Rejoice. It's Joyce from Ireland.
We know. We like that, Rejoice.
No, you said Rejoice.
Well, that is weird.
Rejoice
that's what we
is in Colorado or someplace. California.
No, it's California. California. Hey, that's where all the gold in California is.
Who's Marilla's Lesson? Who wrote that?
We didn't say. It's number 358, Bob. You can find it in your Sacred Heart hymn book.
Timothy Dwight.
Why are you saying these numbers?
That's what song number it is. That's the number it is.
Oh, okay.
That's the song number in the Fossil Law in the book. But it also says here that Timothy Dwight is the person who wrote the lyrics. He was part of the Hartford Wits, a group of Connecticut men associated with literary work during and after the American Revolution. He would go on to become president of Yale College, but was a young man when he wrote his lyric, Columbia, in 1778, when he was a chaplain for George Washington's Continental Army.
Happy birthday.
Which Columbia was that, Ion?
I told you. I just told you.
In the lyrics?
Yeah, she just told you Columbia.
Columbia refers to the United States, does it not?
Yes.
Ion, the GW initials that are on the Natural Bridge at the 23-foot mark, were those George Washington's initials?
No.
Who put them there?
Gerald Willingham. He paid for the bridge.
He paid for a natural bridge?
You better believe it. You had to have access to it. He owned it.
This is before Thomas Jefferson?
Yes.
What river did that natural bridge in Virginia, what river was there or is there?
Several.
Alyssa, just a minute. Joyce is asking a question. She has a question that's work-related. She wants to know a company in Europe that will give her business in supplying ERP consultants for their project. I don't know what ERP is, but maybe you do.
Wayfarer. Or maybe Glassdoor. And another one is Nakura.com.
Now, Bubba, what is the word? Nakura? Like, spell it.
Naukri.com. C O M. And there's a dot just before the C. Dot.
Okay.
Hey, Ion. You talked about churches with me when I asked about the lampstands and that I was trying to get past the churches or go bypass the churches. But you also talked to Bob about the churches in reference to saying that when Bob said that you're saying things, no other wisdom or any other, you're saying things that have never been said. And you said that that's because this time it's real and that this time you're saying you're going to quit playing church and you're going to start being church. Can you clarify the church that you referenced there? How is that different from the other church references you
Hosiers.
Made?
Hosiers Church. Take me to church.
When you're saying that you're going to quit playing church and you're going to start being church, the you that you're referring to, is that a general you, or is that specifically Bob?
A superfluous you.
The God you? God you, God you?
That's good, that's good, that's good.
You also talked about Bob.
All day, every day, yes, we know. It's weary for us too, darling, but it's the way we have to roll.
Well, my question to that is, are we figments of Bob's imagination because we're playing in his hologram?
He doesn't have any imagination. Ask him.
True.
You ask Bob and he'll tell you he can't imagine.
Yeah, no, you ask me that question.
That's right.
Sure. That faculty not embedded in any technologies or senses thereof.
Maybe it's a machination. Maybe that's it.
So, but you talked about his hologram and that he has some sort of projectile, gosh, I can't find my notes, ability
vomiting,
to...
Projectile vomiting.
No, that's not what I meant. Oh, so anyway, but you talked about his hologram and that he's able to do some sort of projection of his hologram. Did you mean into other people's holograms or what did you mean?
That Bob is ambidextrous.
Oh, here it is. Bob has projectile holographic. Bob can skew something obviously sighted. If Bob doesn't see it, it's not seen.
Bam.
Bob has purposely fixed the thing, his challenged positions. He's no longer challenged with the thing that had to be before he goes forward.
Bam. Yeah, that part. We said that.
His brain is ambidextrous, not his hands. He doesn't do anything.
That's correct. Or if he does do it, he doesn't know he did it. That's the best part. He does things, but he doesn't know what he does when he does them. So, yeah. Thanks, Sarkoff.
No, it's way back there somewhere.
In an earlier conversation, we spoke about how JW has zero ohmerage, zero ohms, which means he has zero resistance. That enables flow, you know, your river to flow through them. You also talked about the eye block having incredibly low ohmerage, but being able to give out incredibly high voltage. Is that an anomaly?
It's more watts rather than voltage.
Or watts. Exactly. I'm not very versed in electricity.
Neither is Bob, but it's okay.
And then you reference Knives having a terrible dream that caused terror, and he said the dreams made his ohmerage go down. Is that a goal? Is that something that will happen to us as we are ascending, that our ohmerage, ohms go down, and we want it to be a zero? Is that ascension? Is that being ascended?
At best, yes.
When you talk about grounding, you've spoken about it a few times, and, well, Bob has his own figure ground. That's one definition of ground. But then there's the grounding that you're talking about one time when you told that that lady in Sweden how to ground herself, and you gave her a physical exercise to do, and then you talked to Bert several times about grounding. Is that also having to do with electricity, or is it a different type of ground? So it's the same definition that is used for when electricity is grounded, when you have electricity, the ground done for your house, so that the electricity goes into the ground.
It's like an anapath.
I'm not familiar with that.
We're glad.
Susanna, I haven't been able to document any of your questions. I never know what your question is. What are you saying?
Well, I'm kind of jumping
around.
What are you
about now? Yeah.
Grounding.
So
grounding.
No credit.
There's differences in grounding. I mean, there's your figure ground. There's a ground. That's different. And then there's grounding where Ion has given physical exercises to have people ground themselves. There was also the copper thing for grounding. I'm just asking if that's the same ground that is used for when you're talking about electrical grounding. And Ian said yes.
Yes. Like an allopath.
Is the wattage that you were referring to a little bit ago, Susanna, you said when you put something in, more watts come out, but it's lower ohmerage. Is that what you said?
Specifically, that example is with the eye block. She says the eye block has very low ohmerage, but puts out incredibly large amounts of watts.
Is that an inverted siphon?
It would invert, yes.
What would be the effect of applying like massive levels of resistance?
Stonehenge.
The wall?
The Stonehenge.
Stonehenge, as in what, moving the blocks?
Stonehenge as in England. Wales.
Okay, I get that, but is that the product of the super high resistance, the stacking of those blocks?
No.
So those blocks themselves have really super high resistance?
They do.
What if you were to try to put electricity through them?
It would go dead as a hammer.
Okay.
It would be as prolific as a stack of rocks.
is there an like a practical application for blocks that have super high resistance and don't let electricity pass through?
Maybe.
Would it have to do with diamond computing?
That would be a very hard substance, yes.
Okay, would it be a way to set discontinuity between different cells?
Disingenuously, yes.
Would it prevent a meltdown?
Indubitably.
Would it be a good container for a fob?
Yes, and it would also be bigger than a bread box.
Sorry, bigger than a bread box?
Bigger than a bread box.
I was thinking maybe you would like to go through the list of the castles with Diane, because you asked me.
The one that you sent me?
No, I checked.
Okay. You want me to ask them for the list?
We have a lot of castles, but maybe because it's also one of your interests, we could go through some.
It's bad just to take a walk in the woods and then go to a different castle. He'll go live in them. Don't threaten him with a good time. Let me tell you first things. He'll burn that shit up. I'll see you in a couple of years. I'm not quitting my job. I ain't doing nothing. I ain't going nowhere. I ain't about nothing. I ain't burning nothing. I ain't again nothing. I ain't nothing. Have a happy damn day. I'll see you. Bunch of butt fuckers. I ain't got time to fool with none of you. And then he's gone. Then we miss him. And then somehow he finds his way back home, just like a stranger on the bus, trying to make his way back home.
Okay. I'd like to find a
number
segue,
one.
Though. For Yeah. So,
segues. We like those. Is that fun? Do we like those? Do we eat those?
That's that's one of the 14 degrees of freedom.
Yum.
So, those castles, the stones that make up the walls of the castle, what are the resistance levels of those stones? Are they different from one castle to another?
Practically zero.
Wow.
Take a hammer and go hit one. It'll just bounce.
Now, in contrast to the Stonehenge stones, which have, massive resistance, is there a point that was made by the creators of those castles versus whoever assembled Stonehenge that those would be completely opposite in their resistance levels?
It's a nice construct, but it's waning a bit.
Okay.
You see, you're digging it. If again, you're digging it. You can probably get there, but where?
So we'll focus on the castles then, this low resistance.
Well, no.
Or no resistance.
This is your chicken. You can fuck it any way you want to. It's all right with us.
No, it's a good segue to the castles. I'm glad that Roxy brought it up. Yeah.
Yes, because he asked me also for the list and Bob too.
Yeah.
So maybe we can do that now. François Premier, he was born in Chateau de Cognac.
Yes.
Is there anything particular in that castle?
Yes.
Like a tower or a chimney or stairs or in a chapel?
It reaches.
What about Chateau d'Amboise?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the castle where Frank and Marguerite grew up.
Roxy, you have to ask questions.
I have a question sort of related. So between those first two, do they both have the same level of resistance in their walls?
Yes.
So is the Omer's the same across every one of those 12 castles?
Yes, and they're connected. They have to be connected. Otherwise, like Will Robinson, you will be lost in space, like the Jupiter 2.
So if their Omer's is the same, does that mean that their fundamental frequencies are the same through all 12?
One would matriculate that very correctly.
Ion, the 12 castles, are they 12 gates?
answered no.
What was the reason that he had to make 12?
Yeah, I'll say he only made 11. You ain't even found the 12th one yet. We told you that. That was your free part, though.
Yes, but the other classes were made for him and were used also often by him.
Well, like, they were actually made for the Queen Mum, but that's another conversation. She was a land girl.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Roxy, did you already establish if you can walk from one of them to another one, like directly through corridors?
We already did that from the fireplaces and the staircases.
Okay.
The circulars. And you know about the wavy-wavy. Now, this is fun. He's duping y'all. He knows how to do this shit. He can see them. Everybody else has to look for him. He just glances and sees them. He can go through a stump walking on a pathway and go there. So don't let him play that shit. He blowing smoke up y'all's skirt tail.
What would be the singularity of the Chateau Royal de Bois?
That there is no singularity. That's what would be the singularity. There is no singularity. Or maybe no singularity would be a singularity, wouldn't it, then?
There's no singularity between the castles, or there's no singularity, period?
Well, if there's no singularity, that would be a singularity, would it not?
Right, but are you speaking in the context of just the 12 castles or across the board?
Yes and yes.
So no singularity. So that's like the N-gon.
Yes, how very clever. Once again, see what I'm telling you? See, y'all, see? There he goes again. Oops, there it is. We're going to teach him to share the ball.
Is there any significance about Nantes? Because it kind of sounds like non, and it's the entrance to the Loire Valley.
Yes. It's on the way to Saint-Martin.
Is the water flowing in from the Atlantic into the Loire, or is it flowing out?
Out,
really?
Flowing out. Only.
It's only flowing out. Okay.
There's another email.
Is there something about the quality of the water, the structure of the water in the Loire River that's different from, say, the Mississippi River?
Kind of stinks.
Kind of stinks.
Yeah, it stinks.
It's interesting that Napoleon used to say that mud was the fifth element.
Yes.
Does Zion agree with that?
But for example, they say the water Frank will bring was only from Fontainebleau, from a special fountain. But he preferred wine.
Just remember, there's always room for Jello.
But is there
anything special
in
that
water?
No. Just wet.
Are there clues in Nantes that we should be paying attention to?
Maybe.
Okay, could it be that castle of the Dukes? Is there anything interesting there?
Maybe.
Is it worth me visiting Nantes and go have a look around?
Be fun. Or you can go to season 5, Rhyme in Blue. Of Blue's Clues.
Is there any significance in the basin area of the Loire Valley, the river?
Maybe.
What would be the reason Leonardo was in the Chateau Duclos-Lucé? What was special about that place?
It was holy.
It was or it is?
Both.
Frank and Leonardo will meet each other in tunnels in the night. Was this portaling to be done only during the nighttime?
Nocturnally.
Did Galileo and Leonardo somehow discover how to connect these castles to use them as transportation, as portals? Or who came with this idea? How was that revealed? How to build them.
Well, some say it hasn't been revealed yet.
So they didn't really use them. They just built the
right.
system of castles.
Right. Basically.
What about the Chateau de la Boulogne? It's also called Chateau Madrid that doesn't exist anymore. Is that castle in like a parallel world? The first one to be built was Chateau Cotteret, and the last one was Chambord. Is there any significance in the order they were built?
No, and it changes.
What about the Chateau de Celle-Rideau?
It's fourth.
Do the different castles go to different places?
In different orders, yes.
Frank will travel with his whole court that was like 2,000 people. Were they all portaling together, or was only Frank living alone?
Like the 44, it was like the 4,400.
When they left, where are they going?
Home.
Is that our home too?
Sometimes.
What about the Chateau Cadre Noir de Saumur?
The seventh one.
And the Chateau d'Angers?
Number two.
And the Chateau de Brissac.
Number six.
And the Chateau de Brissac.
Number eight.
Why do I like eight? Is that something I should note?
Do.
And what about the Chateau de Chenonceau?
Ta-da!
Is that a song?
Back in a flash.